Good afternoon, listeners. Our guest today on Out and About is Cherie Thompson, who is the founder of the Inner West Women's Shed, based out at Dulwich Hill. How are you today, Cherie?
Good, thank you, Geoffrey.
So, Cherie, what is Women's Shed and how did it start?
Okay, the Women's Shed, we meet at Dulwich Hill in the Seaview Hall in Seaview Street. There's council parking at both ends of that street, free council parking, and it's quite easy to get there by bus. Every Wednesday, we meet there from 12 to 4, and we unleash our creative selves, and we have a cuppa, and we have a chat. We occasionally have a speaker who will come along. We're waiting to have somebody come and talk to us about stroke, and we've just recently had a financial advisor come along and talk to us about the differences and the problems with ageing and getting a place. It started about 6 years ago. I was a volunteer on the then Marrickville Council Seniors Reference Group, and I heard a conversation about men's shed, and I piped up and said, "Why isn't there a women's shed?" Well, they put a small article in the Courier, and we held a meeting, and 45 women turned up, and the Inner West Women's Shed was born. And so we've been going for almost 6 years. We've got a good core group of about 25, but we have a good membership of about 50. We're a quite shy, retiring little group. All the women have other interests. They have part-time jobs, or they have a parent or a partner that they're looking after. So you don't see the same people each week. We have some other groups that we fundraise for, and we have activities going on throughout the year. We have an annual art exhibition. We've got a Mother's Day stall coming up, which will be down at the Addison Road Community Centre on the Sunday, the 5th of May, from 9 till 2. And we're all beavering away making lovely handmade goods that'll be for sale down there. We have an annual Christmas stall every year, which is highly successful. And then the funds that we raise from that, they go to a local women's refuge. It's the Aboriginal Women's and Children's Crisis Service. They've been going for, I think, 25 or 30 years. And so we support them as best we can. We give them Kmart vouchers. We run a coat drive every year.
And how old are the people who turn up?
You can't ask those personal questions, Jeff. Varying ages. Ages from... We have some people who during the school holidays might bring their granddaughter. So you could have somebody there from 12 to 80. Women of all ages are welcome. All ages and all cultures.
So how can people find out more and join in?
We don't give out a phone number because we only meet once a week and we aren't a business. We did find in the beginning that if you had a phone number, there would be a never-ending list of phone calls of ladies asking, "What do you do there?" It changes so frequently. So we have a really good Facebook page, and I know a lot of people are a bit iffy about Facebook, but if you just want to go on and check and see what we're doing, we take photos every week. Photos of the projects that we're working on will be available to see there. Or what else we say is pop along for a cuppa and a chat and a laugh and see if we are what you're looking for. And that has worked for 6 years. It's worked really well.
We're going to have to make sure that we'll put links to your Facebook page on the website for the Baby Boomers Guide.
That would be really good, yes, please. And we're also having somebody coming over and giving hearing tests. We cover everything. We've done decluttering workshop. If anyone doesn't want to use the Facebook link, you can pay your membership, which is only $10 a year. And that also entitles you to a 10% discount at many of the local retailers, only on full-priced items, not on specials. And then we can add you to the mailing list, so you'd receive an email each week about what's coming up for the following week.
Are you finding that you're making contact with people who may otherwise be a bit lonely or isolated?
Oh, well, I think everybody is. Everybody's looking for something to do. We're a creative social group. We're not a support group. We do give a lot of support, and a lot of friendships have been formed. We have recently this year, at the beginning of the year, we had two ladies who happened to turn up on the same day, and they'd heard about us. They were both coming from Enmore. Anyway, they both left individually, and just so happened they got on the bus. And there they were both on the bus. And when the bus got to a certain stop, they both got off at the same stop. And lo and behold, they lived right near each other. And so now we've got a great friendship happening. One doesn't like to drive, so the other one now drives. They're just a fabulous pair of middle-aged women who have found a great friendship, and that has happened over and over again during the 6 years that we've been going. We have a woman who we call the knitting doctor, and she can solve every knitting problem that you've ever, 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 any woman has ever had. And she's always there and available to solve the knitting problems. And we also have a lot of women who bring along the UFOs. UFOs, in craft terms, are unfinished objects. And I'm sure any woman who's got knitting or who's knitted or sewn or embroidered or done something, she's always got something in the back of that cupboard that didn't just quite get finished. And you'll see a row of ladies will be sitting there and they'll all be UFOing.
I suppose if you're a woman living in the Inner West, an older woman, and you're looking for something to do, people to meet, then the way to get into contact with you is to just drop in at the Seaview Hall.
Yes.
But you can also be checked out on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Tell me, what's the name of your Facebook page?
Inner West Women's Shed, Inc. An incorporated group. We have directors and we're a not-for-profit. So we're a legit group. And as I said, membership is only $10 a year. Just recently, the local community transport are going to be running a service where they will pick up and deliver ladies who want to come to the Inner West Shed. As long as you're eligible, you keep in touch with us, we'll be able to let you know when that starts.
I want to thank you, Cherie Thompson, the founder of the Inner West Women's Shed.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye, everybody.